Now, we don't think much about a lot of the stuff in the Old Testament, but the Old Testament kind of set the stage for the coming of Christ, because the people needed to have a relationship with God. And in the Jewish faith, it has a meaningful and beautiful tradition to bless their homes. They hang on their door frames a little thing called a mezuzah. Mezuzah in Hebrew simply means door or door frame. I have one in my house, and I've had it for a long time, and I had one that a lady brought me back from Israel, and it's a little picture of a Jewish man with a tallit, and then when you pulled the top part of it off, in there was scripture, old scripture, like they talked about there. So you're being blessed with scripture by your going in and going out. The Shema prayer that I mentioned meant to be hung on the doorposts of the home. And the first paragraph of the Shema can be found within these little tiny scrolls that's housed within the mezuzah. You'll often find the word Shaddai, often one of the Hebrew words for God. El Shaddai and all those ones that you... There's a beautiful song, I think, called El Shaddai. It's in our hymnal, emphasizing God's power and strength to overcome evil. So the mezuzah serves as a house blessing, a sign of Jewish identity and a commitment to serve God within that household. But it is also a reminder to those within to know that they are protected and blessed by God. When they step within the doors of each of their doors, then they're going in and they're going out, they renew their consciousness of God's presence within their homes and, more importantly, in their heart. So as they guard their hearts against anything that would take up place of God in our lives, God watches well over them. And the mezuzah is a beautiful reminder of the earnestness and the devotedness and of the covenant within our homes, especially within our hearts. Now, we in the Christian tradition do something very similar by wearing a cross. It's just a constant reminder that there is a God, and there is a God that loves you, and he's going to take care of you one way or the other. And we just hope that you develop that relationship with him. So the mezuzah reminds us that both our home and our heart must be a dwelling place for God. And yet another beautiful image reminds us of our home, and that lies with God, no matter where we are. And one of the most exquisite scriptures reminding us of the one which Jacob, the ancestor of Israel, built an altar made of stones on a hillside to honor God as he slept in a dream. And he sees a ladder and a staircase descending from heaven and back and forth, and the angels going up and down. And surely the Lord, he said, must be in this place. And I wasn't even aware of it. I think that's interesting. Sometimes we are not aware of God's presence. We go on about our own things. And, you know, and then even then, Bethel is a term for the house of God. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which is a house of bread. It's interesting with some of the old traditions of the Old Testament that we still today incorporate within our worship services, because he is God manifested in the flesh and dwelt among us. And he was born into a Jewish family. He was raised in the Jewish tradition, and he went to synagogue. And so he set a good example for all of us and given us the new commandment. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 15, Jacob said, "I am with you, and I will watch over you as you go." So Jacob's experience ensures us that we can become conscious of God's presence wherever we are. A nomad by the name of Jacob would not have had the specific home, because they had no place to hang their hat. They would roam all around. Or they might say today, home is wherever God resides within your heart.